This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Trump administration decided not to grant Colorado a disaster declaration for recent wildfires. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports lawmakers are asking the White House to rethink that decision.
Republican Representative Jeff Hurd says the communities seeking federal help have long supported President Trump and are now facing real human and economic consequences of recent disasters. The administration denied Colorado's request for a major disaster declaration for the Elk and Lee fires in the northwestern part of the state, as well as historic flooding in the southwest. The declarations would have unlocked federal funding for recovery efforts. Democratic lawmakers accuse Trump of playing political games and say they will appeal the decision. A White House spokesperson said politics didn't play a part. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Hundreds of people gathered in Boulder Saturday to protest the Trump administration's decision to scrap the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR. The center has pioneered key advances in climate and weather research. Representative Jonah Goose said the move was illegal.
You're going to see a very muscular response on our part and on the part of many in Congress who believe this to be one of the most dangerous and reckless decisions that Donald Trump has made in his 11 months in office.
NCAR's models have also been used to forecast extreme wind events, like the one that led Xcel Energy to cut off power to thousands last week. In Denver right now, it's around 69 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Boulder, it's around 68 and fair. In Colorado Springs, it's 67. And in Grand Junction, it's 55 degrees with some haze. This is CPR News.